Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. Okay, guys, it's time to pour it out.
Welcome, everyone. Pour it out episode. I'm here with Lo French, my CO Lo, right-hand man. You know what? This is a resolutions. This is a new year themed episode. And first of all, welcome.
Thank you. This was supposed to be a solo podcast, yeah. But
as I was listening to all the questions that you guys have sent in, I'm like, I need to talk back with somebody. Like, yeah. I can't talk at the wall for this one. So thank you for just jumping in.
You're welcome. You know, anytime.
Appreciate you. So you might be wondering, why the fuck are you doing a New Year's resolution themed pour it out episode at the end of January?
I was wondering.
Yeah, I fully, like, valid questions all around. Fuckers, valid questions. This is the thing. I've realized that no matter what, my New Year's is never going to start January 1st.
Right.
Because my daughter was born January 7th, mm-hmm. which means I'll always be planning a birthday party during the months of end of November, December, beginning of January, working on that until her birthday party, which means I won't have time to take down my tree until after her birthday party, because I'm focusing so much on her birthday party. So, like, no matter when, and my New Year doesn't start until the tree is down.
Right.
Like, I can't live in the same environment and be like a new year, new me, new vibe.
It's funny because you would think that you would be the kind of person who would want to leave their decorations up like for a month.
No, I'm not that whatsoever. Which, like,
it's interesting. Like, what? You love Christmas so much.
Yeah, but once it's over,
then it's over.
It's over. And I don't want to see anything that reminds me of the past. Okay.
Wow.
But really.
Okay.
Like, my environment is very important mm-hmm. in terms of what I'm able to accomplish, my mental health, my emotional health. And the fact that I saw the Christmas decorations up for so long while I was like, again, sorry to be such a fucking asshole douchebag. I mean, like, the project that I was working in that I had to turn in, like, I struggled to get that done.
Right.
Because my environment was still in Christmas, even though it wasn't Christmas.
That makes sense. It's like mental clutter.
Yes.
You have to have like a clean space, a clean environment so that your creative juices can flow.
Yes. So like, I can't even begin to once it's like New Year's and like January 1st, let's start our resolutions or let's like start like, you know, let's be better. Like, no, bitch, I'm still the same person I was yesterday. I can't be a new person until after my tree is down, after Hartford's birthday, because I can't take the tree down. Like, I can't spend a whole day. Because like taking the tree down, the decorations, that's a whole day.
Right.
That day needs to be spent working on Hartford's birthday party and or like whatever we're working on.
Right.
So I can't waste a precious day just taking down Christmas decorations. That's a luxury.
Right.
To just spend a day taking down Christmas decorations. That happens after Hartford's birthday party.
Yeah, I think we did that on the 9th. Right?
Yes.
So we were already halfway through the month, basically.
Wait.
Was it on the 9th? Or was it way later than that?
Why do I think it was after? No.
It was after the 15th?
It was after the 15th. It was after I had to finish my work. Christmas clutter.
So we were really halfway through the month.
Correct. Okay.
Okay.
So I've realized that my New Year will never start January 1st.
Right.
It's always going to start somewhere after January 7th. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I fully did feel like a new person after I turned this project in.
Yep.
After Hartford's birthday was
coming
over.
Coming soon.
Fuck it. I hate myself.
Can't talk about it yet.
Like, no, the way that when people tease things and do the with like in their stories, I'm like, why? Who are you talking to and why are you even doing it? Like, why?
It's so
like
stupid.
The only reason I'm talking about this is because it's explaining my mental state. I wish I could not have to.
I love that you have to because it makes you kind of like,
yeah, no, it makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it. Okay. Anyway, so after Hartford's birthday party was over, I was like, huge weight lifted. After we took down the Christmas decorations, huge weight lifted. After I turned in that project, huge weight lifted. And I remember that night, I looked over at Bo. Kids were down. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Bo? Like, it's now New Year, new me. Like,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Like, I now feel the way other people feel when they're like starting their new year and they're excited about it.
Can you describe that feeling?
Anything's possible. Anything's wow. possible. It feels like, wow, like let's celebrate. Like we just like got through, we completed our last year. You know, I felt like proud. Like we've completed a whole nother year of life together. Mm-hmm. We did a great job, like reminiscing on the things that we did and accomplished like in 2023. Like it felt like, okay, and now here's a fresh start. Who do we want to be this year? What do we want for ourselves?
That's so exciting.
It is. It's exciting. Like new possibilities. Like the world is our oyster. We could fucking, what does that mean?
The world is our oyster?
Yeah. Why do people say it?
Is it because there's a pearl inside that you can find?
Is it though?
Like oyster, don't, I might be really dumb. Don't oysters like.
Yeah, they have a pearl.
Turn sand into a pearl? Isn't that what?
I think so.
It like polishes it?
Why? Do people say the world is your oyster? Like, add that to the fucking list of dumb things.
I know, we're really digging into like the meanings of sayings today.
That was a different podcast episode, but
still, like, yeah. Just in general.
The world is your oyster saying is often said to young people about to embark on adult life. It simply means that everything is open to one, and if one is lucky, they could encounter something special. Why?
Because not every oyster has a pearl.
The metaphor that informs the saying is that if you have an oyster, there's a chance that there might be a pearl in it.
Yeah. So you just never know. The world is your oyster.
You never know. So like this year could be the year, the oyster with the pearl in it.
Do you get a new oyster every year?
I think so. I think that's how it works.
I think that's fair.
I think that's how it works. So that's why I'm doing this episode now. Now, because I'm now just saying Happy New Year's. Right. I'm now just feeling the vibes. All you guys have been in it for almost a month, however the fuck long. Good for you. I'm new here.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I've been thinking, I'm like, I've never been a New Year's resolutions girly.
Mm-hmm.
Literally not once. I can't remember. I think that's because I was scarred from growing up like Catholic, where like for Lent, we have to give up something for Lent. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't fucking want to give up chocolate again. Like I just, you know,
I always gave up soda, which there's a Diet Coke sitting next to me.
So you still give up things for Lent?
No, I used to.
Okay.
I don't still do Lent.
Yeah. So like, I just don't like making, I don't like making a rule.
Sacrifices?
Making a sacrifice that is unnecessary. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Who is this for? Jesus does not care if I'm eating chocolate or not.
Yeah,
or
that's a whole like, that's a whole other thing.
Like I will make sacrifices for the people I love. Like in the car yesterday, this fucking kills me. Okay. I'm in the car. Hartford's screaming because she wants me to get the shoe for her Barbie doll because it fell. And I'm like unclipping my own seatbelt, trying to find it. And I'm like, no, fuck this, Hartford. Like, I didn't say
please. Yeah, please no.
But I was like, no, Harvard. I was like, I will die for you, but I'm not going to die for Barbie's shoe. Like, truly.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm fine making sacrifices for the ones that matter.
Right.
When they appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Barbie's shoe, that's
not
the equivalent. That's Lent. What are we giving this up for?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think people who believe in Lent and they celebrate it, they have their own meaning for the things they're giving
up. And that's great on them. But and I feel like I'm allowed to say this because I'm Catholic and
I'm
grew up in
too,
it.
So I kind of feel the same.
I grew up in it.
Just the general blanket statement. Like, if it means something to you, do it. And if it doesn't, that's okay.
Yeah, 100%. No judgment.
No judgment here. Just a little bit. We'll be eating our chocolate over here.
Resolutions, I understand a little bit more because it's to help yourself,
sure.
kind of,
yeah.
or sometimes help other people. And it's like, I want to change my life or I want to be better. It's like, I want to be better.
Right.
That's the point of a resolution. It's like the rule part of it
mm-hmm.
where it feels like we have to do, you know, like, no, like you have to do something every day or you have to, it just feels like you're putting yourself in a box and in for what? Like, I don't know.
To make something better in your life.
And then it always falls off.
I know. My question is like, is it really going to make it that much better? Whatever your resolution is. I mean, I guess it depends on what it is. If it's health related, like,
for
yeah,
sure.
of course it's going to make you better. It's going to make you feel better and, you know, everything else that comes with it. But sometimes people have resolutions that I'm like, is this really going to, like, does it really matter?
I know.
Do we really need to make like a declaration about it?
Do you do resolutions?
No.
Have you ever?
I feel like I have in the past, but it was never like a really serious thing. Like, I don't ever remember writing them down. I don't ever remember like sitting with people and being like, here are my resolutions.
See, I feel like you would be a resolution girly because you journal.
I'm a vision board girly. Like, I really was tempted to do a vision board at the beginning of the year, and I haven't done it yet.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I like doing that. I have my, like, inspo saved posts on Instagram. Like, I do that kind of thing. But I don't want to give myself a resolution because I'm going to break it, and then I'm going to feel like a failure.
Exactly.
So, like, why am I doing that to myself? I'm better than that.
And also, like, watching everyone struggle through their resolutions, like, that doesn't look fun. Like, why are we, like, making January so unfun?
I don't know. January is kind of unfun.
It doesn't need to be.
I read something somewhere that said January is the Monday. The month of January is the Monday of the year.
Which sucks because it's like such a great month in California for clothes. For outfits.
Because it's raining outside?
Because there's so much layering. You're not sweating at all. You can wear cute jackets, boots. Look, I'm wearing tights today.
I am too.
You know, like there's just so much opportunity.
Right.
In January for cuteness.
I think we could also dress this way in February, to be fair.
True. Yeah. It's just there's something a little more like wintry about January.
Okay, so what else about January is good?
I mean, I've just always liked it no matter what.
Really?
Yeah, like I really like January.
Because it's Capricorn month?
Capricorn month. I like being chilly. Mm-hmm. I like cold weather clothes. I like the idea of new possibilities.
So you do like think it's a time to like re-examine your life and kind of take stock and like yes. see what's going, but you don't like putting the rule.
I don't like a rule
on moving forward. I'm kind of the same.
I don't like imposing a rule on myself.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but why would I make my life harder? That's what it feels
to
like.
Make it better?
I'm making my life harder.
But here's the question. Do you need to make a rule to make it better? That's my question.
That's a great question. And we're getting philosophical. I'm going to start calling you Plato.
Okay.
Why don't we play the first question?
Just jumping right into it.
Yeah, Aristotle.
Hey, Stassi. This is Nicole. Happy New Year. I have been listening to you every single Wednesday, and I have to say, as a new mom of two, I relate. So thank you for being the goddess of a mom that you are. So here's my New Year's resolution. I am 37 years old, and I just feel like it's time to have a grown-up alcoholic drink. Like, when I go to a restaurant and, like, they've got the special cocktails of, like, I don't know, like, just, like, the craziest names, like, I feel kind of like a child ordering those cocktails, despite how tasty they are. And then, like, when they put them down in front of you, you just feel like you're drinking juice from a fancy glass. Like, what is like the grown-up classy bitch drink? Like, I'm talking like Real Housewives, like baller kind of drink. Like, I'm a boss bitch sitting down, you know, like what is tasty to you or like friends that you know? I need recommendations because I don't want to be ordering just like a margarita, which is tasty, but like, I want to order something that people are like, damn, like she can like have a drink. So anyway, let me know your thoughts. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Not a resolution-y question. I can make it resolution-y though. So basically Nicole, hi, she wants to be, a boss bitch drink girly.
Mm-hmm.
That's her New Year's.
I love that resolution.
First of all, Sames. That's the type of resolution I can get behind. That's what I mean. That's a fun resolution.
Right. She's also like learning something or
correct.
Like getting out of her comfort zone and like trying new things.
Yes. Okay. First of all, let me say something. The way I laugh at specialty cocktails nowadays.
Really?
At the age of 35.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I've landed.
Okay.
That people actually order them. I can't get over it because all it does is make you sick.
Fair.
Like, it's literally all sugar. It tastes like sugar. It does. It tastes like juice. I actually like don't like them. Like even when I've ordered them in the past mm-hmm. before I landed here, okay, before I had my epiphany,
right?
I never fully enjoyed them. I've never really liked a specialty cocktail.
It's always a gamble.
It's for sure.
Like that's really the thing. When I go out, if I have to decide what kind of mood I'm in. Like, am I fun and adventurous and I want to like take a chance and like I don't mind wasting $17? Sure. But like mostly no.
But like it's for the most part, though, you can't have more than one.
Right.
So you order this sugary specialty cocktail. Sure, maybe it tastes fine. Maybe it does.
Yeah. Maybe it comes in a cool glass.
Yeah, for the sake of the argument, let's say it tastes delicious and it's in a cool glass.
And it's cute and Instagrammable.
You can only have one, though.
Right.
Because too much of like that sugary shit, then you start feeling sick and you don't really want another one. So then you're left wondering, well, where do I go now for myself? Where do I turn? I can't mix my alcohols. But now I committed to this fucking sugary drink.
Yeah.
I can't now just like hop on over to wine like a...
You can, but like you're asking for it.
You're asking, like, you know, specialty cocktails are just not the vibe, you guys.
True.
You got to stick to the classics. And so this is the thing. If Nicole wants to be a boss bitch, there are a few options right now. Mm-hmm. First of all, you can never go wrong with a dirty martini or a martini.
Any kind of martini.
And I'm not talking about like an espresso martini.
No, sorry. Any kind of like clear martini.
Clear martini. Okay. Like, no, you can't. And I will say that, like, yes, I've been hungover on martinis, a few weeks ago. But, like, that's just because I had too many. For the most part, if I have martinis, mm-hmm. I am not hungover.
Right.
The next day. Because it's clean.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, like, that extra sugar, that juice.
You also have to drink it slow.
You have to. That's another thing I love about it. Mm-hmm. You sip it slowly. Again, I don't know how I had 5 in one night that time. Like, whatever. It was a long dinner.
Crazy.
Really, it is. Like, I think back on that, I'm like, holy shit.
I think you blacked out mid-drinking, and you were just like, yeah,
keep them coming. Like, how did they do that?
I don't know.
They made them perfectly. That's what it was. It mm-hmm. wasn't too salty, so, like, I could keep having it.
Okay.
It was just the perfect right amount of, like, olive juice to wear, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a boss bitch move. Mm-hmm. You could do a gin martini. Like, it doesn't have to be vodka. Vodka's not your thing.
Yeah.
The other drink I would say that I'm always like, yeah. And I went through a phase where this was my drink.
Okay.
A tequila on the rocks. Nice tequila, though.
Oh, interesting.
Or neat. I didn't do that. I don't fuck
that's
with...
That's without ice.
Yeah, I don't fuck with neat. Ooh. Like, I need things to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't have, like, room temperature alcohol, literally gag.
Yeah.
Like, I will fully gag.
Right.
But whenever I see someone order, like, a tequila, and a good one, like, they know something... I'm not talking Patron.
Yeah, no, it has to be a really good one, meaning expensive, too.
Casa Azul. Like,
something that's not going to burn going down.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Isn't it that the one? Casa Azul?
Casa Azul, that's the bell on the top?
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Oh my God, that one, mm-hmm. fantastic. Like, when you know what you're talking about, or at least you pretend like you know what you're talking about with right. your tequila, order it on the rocks and just like sip it, like, damn.
Yeah, that's good. I just recently learned about scotch.
Oh, yeah.
In Scotland.
Do you like scotch? I don't know what it tastes like.
So, I'm not a big like whiskey girly. I would, you know, sometimes sip an old fashioned or whatever, but like, I would never really go for the brown liquor,
because
it's just more like alcohol tasting to me. However,
yeah,
I went to a couple distilleries in Scotland and I did some scotch tastings, and I learned that if you also have scotch on the rocks, it can be a really nice, pleasant little sipping drink. It reminds me of, I've never done tequila on the rocks, but it's probably a similar thing. So if you like whiskey, if you're a whiskey girly, you could also do that type of drink.
Yes. And this is the thing, you guys, it makes you drink slower.
Yeah, totally. You can't drink it fast.
So like, you don't look like some sloppy mess just like downing tequila or scotch or whatever. Like, you're sipping it.
Yeah.
So it is like a boss move to just like sit and sip
right.
your clean ass alcohol.
I think an old fashioned is a classic cocktail too.
It is, but there's still like, there's stuff in it.
Sugar in it.
If we're talking about boss bitch vibes,
then it's like straight alcohol.
It's just straight alcohol, and you sip it slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this journey for everyone.
At speed.
No, like, truly, like, not me doing an In-N-Out list, out specialty cocktails. Okay, guys, listen, this podcast episode, it's New Year themed. I just started my new year, which means that everyone else in my life, I'm viewing them as like just starting their new year. And if you're someone who's feeling like, you know, I'm single, I need to get out there, or I need to like freshen up like my life and start dating again, or I don't know, this is the time, you guys. This is the time. It's January. Let's go on Hinge. Let's rework our profile. Like, even if you're already doing it, even if you're already doing the damn dating thing, updating your profile does wonders. It's truly like new year, new me when you update your profile. It's truly like one of my favorite things to do is when my single friends are around and I like go on their Hinge dating app and I'm like, okay, let's rework your profile. Let's rework your photo. What type of person do we want to attract? I mean, 2024, put your best foot forward. It's time to just like get what we want. And with that, you can do Hinge, start dating or continue dating or start attracting better people. The thing that I love the most about Hinge is that Hinge is the only dating app that's designed to be deleted. They don't want you to have it because they want you to find your person. And like, that's the vibe. Okay. So manifest the dating experience you want this year. Download Hinge and find someone worth deleting the app for. Nuts are some of my favorite things to snack on. And well, especially just because I feel like I'm being healthy when I have nuts. And they also, because it's like high in protein, they keep me full longer. But when I go to the grocery store, there are not that many options. So ever since I gave birth to Messer, I've been going to nuts.com. And let me tell you, it's like going to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, but for nuts and honestly, sweets, other things. Like you can get like candy, you can get like baking things. Like they actually have so much online. But my favorite in the world is the bourbon pecans. Like the way it's taken over my life, the way that sometimes I have girl dinner and it is the bourbon pecans, the way that I love it so much that my mother-in-law even gifted it to me for Christmas because she knew that I was obsessed with it. Y'all, nuts.com, it's the best. There are so many options. And at nuts.com, the quality is top priority. Like if you're going to order popcorn from nuts.com, the day that they ship it is the day that it is popped. Everything is so fresh. So if you're wanting to just like get out of your normal snackage routine, if you want something a little more creative, a little more festive, a little more flavorful, go to nuts.com because they have everything. Roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, like I said, pantry staples, specialty flours, so much stuff. And right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/Stassi. So go check out all of the delicious options at nuts.com/Stassi, and you'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. All right, next question.
I think New Year's resolutions are stupid and they set people up for failure and they're unrealistic. They should be more fun. They should be aimed at fun, silly things if you're really going to do it.
Fully agree with this. This goes with our last question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think resolutions should be more fun now. It shouldn't just have to be about like working out every day, dry January, not eating that many carbs. Do you know what I mean? Like it should be more fun. Like, you know what? This year I'm going to be a boss bitch cocktail girlie, and I'm not having specialty cocktails anymore. Just making a little shift in your life that's more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think of another example. Let's think of something. We might have to edit out some time spent thinking.
Because we're going to take that long thinking.
I got one.
Oh.
I got one.
Okay.
It's like this year, I'm going to make I'm going to add a pop of color to my wardrobe.
Ooh. That's fun.
You know, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's like branch out. Like, let's make our style a little richer.
Mine's related to that. This year, I want to expand my jewelry situation and like get better with accessorizing and like my rings, my earrings, and have a little bit more to choose from because I feel like I've been very narrow-minded.
See, I love that. That is another fun fucking resolution. Or like once a month, I'm going to have a girls' night. I mean, it's like unrealistic right now, but like, you know.
No, you could do that if you really wanted to.
I guess
to.
I could. Yeah.
You could.
Or once a month, I'm going to have a date with my husband.
That too.
Like resolutions should be fun.
Yeah.
That's what I vote. So for my world government.
Back to the world government.
Back to the world government. That's one of the things that that's going to be part of my campaign. Like resolutions should be fun.
Right. That was easy.
That was easy. Cool.
Hi, Stassi. Love you. Okay. So I saw what you said about New Year's resolutions and my thought on them is that I feel like when you start with a resolution, for example, like, oh, I want to lose weight, you put so much pressure on yourself. So like January 1st, you need to be in the gym. You need to eat healthier. Whereas like my recent like outlook on New Year's resolutions is kind of having like a theme for the year. So last year, my theme was that I wanted to spend more time with my family. So I made it a point where if like I had options to go out with my friends at some points or go see my family or hang out with my cousins, I would choose to be with my family. Whereas like in years past, you know, when you're in your 20s, which I am now, I'd be like, I want to be my friends. So I made that, like, I prioritized having dinner with my dad on Friday nights and things like that. This year, my resolution, quote unquote, is to really go out of my comfort zone. So go out of my comfort zone with going new places, go out of my comfort zone with maybe dressing, you know, wearing certain things that I wouldn't wear in years past, maybe going on, I don't know, maybe just doing things that I would normally say no to. So last year, my theme was more focused around like family and spending more time with my family. And this year, my theme is going out of my comfort zone, saying yes to things I usually wouldn't say yes to. That's my take on New Year's resolutions. I feel like a theme is better to have than just one resolution. And it evolves throughout the year. Okay, love you. Bye.
This is my favorite voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
I am so inspired by her. I think she is 100% correct. I didn't hear her name. I don't think she said her name.
I don't think she said it.
I think this is genius. I think the problem with resolutions, they are just so rigid. And they do like when things are so rule based and you have to like do something every day, you are bound to eventually fail. Then when you fail once, you feel like, do I want to get back on that horse? Do I want to, you know, it's just, it's not it.
Yeah.
But to pick a theme.
You love a theme.
I love a theme.
This is why you like this question.
This might be why. I love a theme. And to just theme your year.
You could even give it an aesthetic.
I could. We can come up with an aesthetic for the theme. First of all, I just want to say I love that she's like, last year my theme was spending more time with family. Like, yes.
Yeah, that's so a
like,
good one.
Yeah, instead of, and you're going to be so thankful that you did that. There's so many days I'm like, I wish I wouldn't have gone out and I would have gone to dinner with my grandmother instead. Like, they're just, you're going to be so thankful mm-hmm. that you prioritized your family that year. And this year to have the theme of like branching out and pushing, just pushing past your boundaries. And I love that for you too.
Yeah.
Like two great themes. It reminds me of the year that I said I had the year of yes.
I know. I was thinking that too.
That was like,
that's basically what you did.
Yeah.
You just, like pushed out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. Just like said yes to almost meaning like, again, like not like crazy shit, just like within reason, pretty right. much said yes to everything. And it was a really good, fun, single year of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from here on out, we're all going to start theming our years.
So what's your theme?
Okay. So I've thought about it. You helped me with it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. This year, it's the year of expansion.
Yes.
The year of expansion. And hear me out because it's like, yeah, at first I was like, I think this is my manifesting year. And I'm like, well, okay, technically, like I feel like I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think last year, I was more insecure.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't trust in my own value. And I didn't trust in my own capabilities. And I think I limited myself in terms of the way that I think about myself way more than I'm going to now. So I think that moving forward, like, anything is possible. If you can dream it, you can make it happen. Mm-hmm. Why can't I do A, B, C, or D? Like, who's to say I can? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like the year of trusting that the things that I want to accomplish or the things that I want for myself, I can work to get, and I will get them. Like, and just trusting that, like, I do have value in where I'm at. Like, even going on tour last year, I was so not confident.
I know.
I was so not confident. And I'm like, I'm going to fail. I'm not entertaining. I'm boring. I'm pregnant. Are people going to come and just like throw tomatoes at me? Like, you know, like I can't believe I thought that way.
Right.
And like, then I just spent the remainder of the year, you know, making a baby, laying low. Just
little things.
Well, you know what I mean?
You know,
like I haven't like had, my confidence hasn't really been there. And like the faith that I can do what I want to. And something happened the other day. Bo and I were able, we had like 2-hour break. It was like between podcasts. And I was like, let's go get lunch. Like, him and I hadn't had lunch in forever. Mm-hmm. And Hartford was in school. Sonia had the baby. So I was like, holy shit. So we went and got lunch. And I was telling him this. I'm like, Bo, like, we can accomplish anything we want to. Like, truly. Like, when you think about the things that people have done, like, I watched Napoleon the other day. Sorry, I talked about it on a podcast today. It's not going to air. This is going to air first, though, so whatever. He had to believe in himself so much.
That little man.
Yes. And who's to say? Do you know how many times people probably told him, like, impossible, who are you? Impossible, who are you?
Right.
Do you know how many times people told Kim Kardashian, you'll never be what she is now? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everyone's always told, no, this isn't going to be for you. But why? Like, why? And yeah. So I was trying to explain this to Bo, and I'm like, we get, like, whatever we want, we can make this happen for ourselves. Like, we need to dream bigger. We need to, just because our life has been one way, or people have seen us one way, and we've been associated with one thing for so long, doesn't mean that we have to always be. Like, we can branch out and be ourselves and accomplish whatever it is that we want. And as I said this, I was very specific with the way I said this, but I can't say too much because, like not me comparing myself to somebody, like, I can't
okay.
Say it. I was comparing myself to someone.
Right.
Okay.
We'll just let everyone think in their minds of who it might be.
Of being like, I can be the blank of this.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Bo got up to go to the bathroom. I like went into my Instagram and went into my DMs, which I never do. Okay. It was like mindless.
Uh-huh.
Instagram to DM, like, not the DMs from my friends, like from strangers.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. I never do that.
Yeah, that's weird.
My brain never just goes immediately there. That's like what I do after I've done everything else.
Right.
And the first DM that I clicked on was someone who said, you are the blank of blank.
Like the actual thing you said?
The actual thing I said.
No way.
And I'm like, that's it. I was like, that is a sign that, like, yeah, I can't, like, I can do whatever I want, but like what you dream up, you can work towards.
Right.
And who's to say that you can't have it?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why this is going to be the year of expansion, not just expanding my career, family, life. Like, I expanded my family, but I also want a bigger house.
Yep.
we've outgrown this house. We talked about this on The Good, The Bad, The Baby last week.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at our living room the other day and I was like, Bo was in my bedroom, our bedroom. And he like had just gone shopping. So like he like had all of his clothes out and he's like trying things on. Hartford was in her room and the living room was a mess. And like Messer and Sonia were like in the living room. And I realized, like, I'm like, I have literally nowhere to go just to like have some alone time right now. I don't have anywhere to go.
Right.
There are toys everywhere. Mm-hmm. My living room is a playroom. I love this house so fucking much. So like whatever house is next has to be comparable. Like it has to have that charm, that something special,
right?
That makes me feel at home. But it's time to expand.
Yeah. I mean, I think that you've been operating at a very consistent level for the last few years. And it's like very natural after a few years to be like, okay, how can I take what I've, this foundation that I've built and like make it bigger and make it better? And like, those are all good goals.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
What's your year?
I was talking to you about this too earlier. I like the word abundance.
I love that too.
I don't know like specifically like a measurable way to express it just yet, but I like that it's like kind of more of everything. It's almost honestly the same as yours. It's like taking what I've already built and just like making it better in little ways.
Yes. But it's also like the year of believing in yourself.
Yeah.
Like there's not a nice ring to that. Like I could reword it. We can brand it.
Self-confidence.
It's the year of like
me.
Why can't I? Why can't I?
Why not?
Why not? Who's to tell me no?
Right. There's got to be a better ring to it.
We have to think of something. Again, it needs better branding.
But I think it's true. And I think a lot of people are in the same state of mind. I think this is a movement.
Really?
It kind of feels that way.
Like who else?
Just everyone in life. Like it kind of feels like, yeah, like I'm going to take the cards I was dealt and like make the best of it.
Yeah, it's just... The thing is, it's like I see so many people like get stuck in the same rut or go back to doing the same fucking thing, things that they were doing or are used to. And it's like, why not? Why not dream bigger?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because it's scary.
Think
it's
bigger.
Scary for a lot of people. But I think you're probably giving a lot of people motivation right now. Hopefully.
I really hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I look at all these great people who have accomplished so much and 100% they were told no. Do you know what I mean?
Of
like,
course.
No one's told, like Oprah told no a million times.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people who have accomplished crazy ass shit, they had to be crazy and believe in themselves in order to do it.
Yeah. DeLulu.
DeLulu.
Maybe that's what it is. The year of DeLulu.
The year of DeLulu.
Mm-hmm.
Delusion.
You have to, like, delusionally believe in yourself
to
get what you want.
And not let the no's affect you.
Yeah.
Which is like way easier said than done.
Right. I was going to say really hard.
100%. Mm-hmm. Nose sting. They hurt. They're like a punch to the gut. They make you rethink what you're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone, all the greats have been told no.
And if it's a no that you're given, then that wasn't the right thing.
Yes.
And that's like relationships, jobs,
anything,
everything,
literally anything. Even if you don't get the house, let's say you wanted this apartment or something, something would have been wrong with
it.
It wouldn't have been right.
There would have been a ghost.
So I'm into theming the year. That's how we're going to do this. New year, new theme. Boom.
Boom.
Okay. I didn't even mean to do that, but the way whey products have taken over my life, it's not funny. I'm actually starting to become angry because it's taking out like precious time in my day. I have become this obsessed. If you've been listening along to my podcast, you know that I've been on a hair journey since I got married. So like May 2022, around that time, I'm like, I'm going to start taking care of my hair, taking supplements, like actually like giving a fuck about the product I use. And I fully committed to whey products because I had heard, obviously, like we all know Jen Atkins and like everybody loves whey, like everyone that like I look up to on social media or just like in the beauty world loves whey products. So I'm like, I'm going to commit. I started with the detox shampoo and became obsessed. Then I started using the leave-in conditioner. Became obsessed. I honestly, it's like my own, I don't really use perfume. The leave-in conditioner has become my perfume. But now they've added some more stuff and it's frustrating me because I really, really like it. And now it takes up more time in my shower. You guys, let me just explain. Okay. They have this new hair gloss. I don't know if it's new or if I just now got it, but this is now I've decided to use this instead of just regular conditioner. So this hair gloss, it just makes me feel like my hair has such a better texture, and I leave it on in the shower for like 5 minutes. And then when I get out, I also started using their hair oil. And so I put that on just the tips and the ends of my hair because obviously like, I don't want my hair to look greasy. So now basically every single part of my hair care process is whey products and I'm obsessed. So give your hair a glow up with whey products, go to theway.com. That's theouai.com and use promo code Stassi for 15% off any product. That's theway.com, theouai.com, promo code Stassi. Something I've realized over the last year is that extreme like chemicals or extreme rough things on your face, like, isn't actually the move. Like, I used to think about exfoliating my skin and be like, oh, it has to be like really hard, really aggressive. And like, that's the only way to get rid of dead skin. No, I didn't realize that that was actually harming my skin. So like within the last year, I started using Dermalogica's daily microfoliant. And that has just been such a game changer because it's this gentle rice-based powder. Okay. And it just polishes and removes like the dull debris off your skin for just smoother and brighter skin. So I don't know why we were conditioned to think that we're supposed to be really aggressively exfoliating our skin. No, like that's not it. Like with this microfoliant, all you do is add water to it and it's so gentle. And if you use it regularly, then you have this just like constant, bright, even skin that isn't being like torn apart. Like it's best to do a little bit every day than like something really hard all at once, like once a month. Does that make sense? It makes sense in my head. Just listen to me on this. Like, and also, Dermalogica is one of the most trusted skincare brands out there. It's been around since 1986. Iconic packaging, tried and true. Everybody loves it. So if you are looking for an exfoliant, if you are lacking one in your skincare routine, check it out. Highly recommend. Visit Dermalogica.com for more information and a free gift with a $20 purchase at checkout.
Okay, Stassi, I'm going to pour it out. So first of all, this is in regards to the New Year's resolution discussion, and I really would love your take on the whole dry January epidemic going around, because I feel like everyone is preaching about dry January and how drinking is just, you know, it's just not a thing anymore. And I, you know, to each their own, I think there's a lot of different factors here, of course. However, I think that it's rather annoying because if I'm going to have a glass of wine, like, sue me, everyone has their vice, you know? So if I'm going to have a glass of wine, like, just, it's just ridiculous, in my opinion. I think to each their own, again, so if you want to do dry January, do your thing. But I want to know your take on the very obnoxiousness of dry January this year, because I feel like it's been so shoved in everyone's face. And I'm not a fan. And so I want to know your thoughts. Please, thanks, love you, bye.
I feel this because I'm living with someone who's doing dry January.
This feels personal. I feel like she might be living with somebody who's doing it too, because I don't feel that way.
I think she is. I think her partner or roommate or whomever, best friend, yeah. Someone is doing dry January, and like they live in close quarters because they're a lot together because she is affected by this.
Right.
And I feel this because Bo is doing dry January. And ever since he started doing it, I have noticed on my, like, because you had said, you were like, I don't feel like I notice that like people are throwing it in our faces.
Yeah.
The way my social media is serving me all of these mocktail posts.
Really?
Which like, I'm going to go back to the first question where we talked about specialty drinks. You think a specialty drink is bad?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing worse than a mocktail.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm pregnant and people are like, get a mocktail, I'm like, I would rather have a hot fudge brownie sundae. Are you joking?
Right. There's literally no point.
There's no point. Like, I don't get anything from this but sugar.
Yeah.
Like, and heartburn. So right. Fuck no. Like, but I am being served mocktails.
That's so funny because I'm not.
Maybe because my phone overhears Bo talking about
dry January.
Dry January.
That's what it is.
Listen, you know, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for whoever wants to do dry January. Mm-hmm. I think it also sets you up for failure because it's so extreme. Like, it's just so extreme to say absolutely no alcohol. You know what I mean?
I guess.
How about just like maybe only have like some wine if you're like out at dinner with your friends or something. Like, you don't have to torture yourself when you're in a social situation.
So there's something called damp January.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm. That's like,
that's a vibe. That's, I like that.
You're not drinking as much. You're not drinking at home by yourself or what, you know, but if you're in a social situation or you and your husband sit down to have dinner at night, you can have a glass and it's like, damp January.
There you go. Okay. I like damp January because I think it's great for, yes, for anyone to cut out alcohol. That's like great for your health.
Right.
Wonderful. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you're also kind of torturing yourself when you're ruining your January for the times that you do get to go out and socialize.
Mm-hmm.
That like, you're kind of making it like hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you could go out and have fun with your friends and just like, have a cocktail, have some wine. You don't need to get wasted. You don't need to be so rigid, so extreme about it.
Mm-hmm.
It also, it just like gives me, like, it's just, I think it's just the fact that it's so extreme where like, then once it's over, what are you going to go like get shit faced?
Right. You're going to go crazy. I get that. I think the only thing with dry January that potentially would bother me, and it's not right now, but from what I can think of, is like the same thing as like if you're choosing to eat tuna and somebody comes up to you and is like, ugh, I hate tuna. It's like, I didn't ask for your opinion on what I'm doing, you know, or if
so like someone judging you for drinking.
Yeah. Like, or if you order, you know, a meat thing and your friend's like, ugh, I'm vegetarian, and they like make you know about it all the time. I don't need to know you're doing dry January. Like, just order yourself a drink.
Don't eat.
Like, or, you don't need to, you don't need to, if we sit down and I get a glass of wine and you get a soda, you don't need to be like, it's because I'm doing dry January. Like,
for sure.
Just order yourself a freaking soda.
For sure. I also think that this is something that annoys me. People who do dry January, my husband included, they feel so much better than the rest of us.
Of course they feel good.
That's not what I mean.
Oh.
They look down on us plebeians.
Oh, you think?
Who are still, it's like Bo has, he has a smugness about him.
Really?
Yeah. Where he's like, well, I'm completely sober for weeks or blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Like, oh, you have to have your wine once it hits 5 or 6. It's like, I get that vibe from him. Whether I am imagining it or not, like, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But that's just how I feel. Like, he feels like, oh, like he's like in another category of human being. Like he's like elite now.
Right.
Because he's doing dry January.
Do you think that maybe I'm just throwing it
out
there.
I did dry January, February,
well,
March,
so this is
April,
what I was going to say. Do May. You think that you had that tone maybe accidentally with him while you were pregnant?
I wonder. Well, no. Because no? It's not by choice.
Right.
It's not by like sheer force of will.
But you were,
that I'm not drinking.
But like, you were sober, and I'm sure there were times where you were like, well, I've been sober for a month and a half.
But it's, so what I mean is that it's like he has so much self-restraint and he doesn't need it.
Right.
That kind of thing. I'm doing dry January. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're
like,
saying.
Whereas I was just a pregnant lady who would have loved it.
Right.
But like, I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed.
You know, what's your plan when he has his first drink? Are you going to like, are you going to make a deal out of it? Or are you just going to let his confidence slowly go back down to normal?
No, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. He also did have a drink the other day because Hartford was like really hard on us.
Oh.
And it was at the end of the night. And I was like, just have a glass of, you're fine.
It's just damp.
It's
damp
fine. January. Like you still got it. You can still count.
Right.
As dry January, like, you know, just like something to like, just make you feel like an adult.
Right.
Because we've just been tortured by our kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that sucks. You guys are really in the thick of it.
We know we 100% are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you know, normally we have at least our nights, like, you know, we put the kids down for bed and then it's like, okay, we have a few hours before we go to sleep. But now Hartford, it's taking her literally like over an hour and a half to get down for bed. And it is a fight the whole entire time. And then she'll fall asleep. And then within an hour and a half again, she's up wanting to sleep in our bed. And so like, we don't have our nights anymore.
Yeah. That's not good for anyone.
Crazy. And then you can't sleep well because you have a kid kicking you all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's wild.
Yeah.
Co-sleeping, not for me. As a parent, it's so cute sometimes, like her falling in bed next to me, like, oh, that's so sweet, until it's not.
Yeah, and you can't get a sound sleep because there's an extra person in your bed.
100%.
Which then makes you crazy.
So that's why Bo had a bit of dampness.
Right. No judgment, Bo.
No judgment. But yeah, I guess you do you.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you want to do dry January, go for it. It's great.
Yeah,
for people who want to do it. But don't shame people who don't.
Don't shame people who don't. It's great for your health. Awesome. Like, and it's great to be clear-headed. That's one thing I do miss about being pregnant is that, like, no matter what, I was just, like, so fucking clear-headed.
Right.
You know, you never wake up dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're just, like, you're you.
You automatically drink more water and have like clear skin and feel great and mentally spry.
Yeah. So like, I'm happy for you dry January people. It's just, I just did a dry year. Get the fuck out of here.
Hi, Stassi. Name's Jerry. Good news. Got accepted into medical school. So I will be a doctor one day. Fuck yeah. And my New Year's resolution is to give less of a fuck. Thank you. Love you. Goodbye.
All right. Short and sweet. Jerry, congratulations.
Congratulations.
On med school.
Huge.
That's incredible. And yeah. Fuck it.
Give less than a fuck. Give less of a fuck.
Give less of a fuck. Just say fuck it. Like, you know, we have been putting so much pressure on ourselves to do the most, be the best, all of the things, mm-hmm. juggle a million things at once, you know, puree our kids' food with like organic carrots that we fucking steamed ourselves. You
know? Did that?
No, but I felt pressure to.
Okay.
Boat does the food.
Oh, yeah,
house.
It does. That's right.
Yeah. But like, we feel all of this pressure. Yeah. And it's like, for what? Because when you think about it, we're all going to die.
Whoa. It's just got real.
And no one's going to care it or think about whether you juggled everything well.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to go away. Like, when I think back on like people in the Victorian era. People during any other era, okay? It's like...
It always goes back to the Victorian.
But like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Life goes on. There are billions of people on this planet. Like, why do we feel like we have to have it all the time?
Right. Well, I think social media is a big culprit.
Fuck it.
And I think that she has a great resolution by saying she's going to give less of a fuck, because I think social media makes us think everyone's doing the most, and spoiler, they're not.
Yes.
So
you guys, social media is it's a curated photo album.
Yeah, it's highlights.
It's literally like, think about how you make your Shutterfly photo albums.
You still make Shutterfly photo albums.
Where are people making them now?
I don't know if people really make photo albums anymore.
That's sad. It's a chore, but it's, but
I feel, anyway, keep going.
Okay. When you're making photo albums, or when you're going to frame photos in your house, in your home, wherever, do you pick the ones where you look bad?
No, of course not.
No, just the way you curate your family albums or your personal albums is the same way people are curating their fucking Instagram feed. So you are not seeing all of the hard shit. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, this person might look like they have it all figured out and like they have like a wonderful life and get to do everything. And it's like, holy shit, how do they have four kids? And they also, they're in Europe like every day. And then they also like have the best clothes, all the, you know what, all the things. But like, they're not showing us their pains, and they have their pains.
Totally.
So it's time to say, fuck it. Truly.
Agreed. I mean, I couldn't agree more.
No, it's just like, again, it's one of those things that is, it's so much easier said than done.
I know, because we're sitting here like working hard right now and we're like, things to like do the most.
But we do have to pay bills. We have to take care of ourselves. And
we push ourselves. I don't know.
Yes, we do. But I've given myself grace in other areas of my life. It's like when you're, I'm not saying don't try hard.
Yeah.
I'm saying you can't try hard at everything at once.
Fair.
I like right now I'm trying hard with this podcast right now. Do you know what I mean? Like in my work, in working, I'm trying really hard. I'm trying really hard to be a good mom. I'm not as great of a wife. Like I could be more patient. I could be more present. Like that's, I'm failing a little bit there. Like I'm not trying to do the most as a wife right now. Like that's not the era I'm in. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe next next month, maybe 6 months, maybe next year, I will be better at being a wife and that'll be more manageable because something else will go on the back burner. Like right now, my social life, I don't have one. I'm not going to be trying to do the most right now. Travel. I'm not doing it. I'm not trying to do the most. Like I'm focusing on doing the most only in a couple of categories.
Mm-hmm. And it's working.
Yeah.
Right?
I think.
Do you feel balanced?
I don't know that I'll ever feel balanced for the rest of my life.
Whoa.
Like I think that life is constantly
a little roller coaster.
Yeah. It's like one of those machines when you're in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, where like it's just constantly like, what's today going to bring? Hopefully I'm able to manage it. like, how do I manage all of that while also being happy every day and like prioritizing happiness, you know? But I don't think I'm ever going to be like, I feel balanced. I just like, don't think that that's it for me anymore. But did I ever feel balanced?
Probably not.
No.
I don't know if any of us do. We could all aim for that, but
yeah,
it's hard. And then life throws you a curveball that you have no control over. And you're just like, wait, everything in my life's good. But this curveball, like, I can't even handle that.
Just when you think that you're balanced or you think that you've like got it all under control, curveballs always come.
Yeah.
You know, I think what is like, there's nothing like pregnancy to like really just remind you. It's like a smack in the face. It just like reminds you that like you do not have your shit together. Like you thought that you were, you thought you did.
Yeah.
And then you get pregnant and you have your baby and it's like, holy shit. I thought I literally had my whole, like my schedules, like everything, like what time of day I did certain things. Right. And like my freedom was at certain hours. And I thought I had it all, my parenting figured out. And then you have another baby and it's like, the baby's like, fuck you.
I mean, you had your mom of one shit together.
Yes.
You just need to figure out your mom of two.
Yeah. It's going to shit. It's going to take me some time.
Yeah. You're only 4 months in. That's fair.
It really is like not a lot of time.
It's not like,
at all.
Like he's little.
He's a fucking baby. He's a newborn.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's one more question.
Okay.
Hey, Stassi. My name is Kelly. I'm from North Carolina. Big, big, big fan ever since season one, Stassi. But I've loved watching you grow throughout the years. And I'm obsessed with the current era of Stassi and Beau and Hartford and Messer. But I just wanted to respond to your Instagram poll about New Year's resolutions. My question is, do you find that you're more accountable to stick to it if you tell people about it or post on social media about it? And then you're like, okay, now I have to stick to this because I shared it and I can't let people down. Or would you rather not share it? And that way, if you mess up or don't stick to it, no one will know. Like, what do you think the thoughts are on sharing it with people ahead of time and posting it on social media? Love you.
Okay. I think there is some truth to the fact that when you share something, you are trying to hold yourself accountable. It's like somebody who's trying to get out of like a bad relationship. It's like the more people they tell, they're like, because they want to have the strength to like get out of it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I used to do that like all the time.
Would you actually exit the relationship?
It took me a while. Okay. I am not the type to share what I'm wanting for myself on social media.
Right.
Because it gives me the same energy as people teasing projects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People being like, stay tuned. A surprise for you all later. You know what I don't like about it? This is what I don't like about the stay tuned, a surprise for y'all later. It's like someone up on their high horse looking down on all like the commoners. Like it's giving someone like we're not of the same rank for some reason. We're in a different social class. The way that like influencers talk at us, like we're just fawning over you and just waiting. Like all we think about is you and we're just waiting for what this surprise is, this thing that you're about to announce.
What could it be? The best thing ever.
Yeah. Like you're all I think about. Like we don't have fucking lives of our own.
Right.
That's what it gives. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't like teasing fucking projects.
Right.
Because it's like, y'all don't care. Like maybe you, maybe when I announce something or like, oh, I just worked on this. Like, yes, there are going to be people that are care, that care. They're like, oh, cool. I'm excited about this. But it's not to the point that you've been sitting around thinking about it, waiting for it.
Yeah, they're not going to care more just because you tease something like ambiguous that nobody knows about.
It just, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I really don't like it. And like announcing your resolutions, it just like kind of like gives weird cringe energy.
Yeah. I also like, I can understand when people go to the gym and they do the gym selfie and they're like, okay, I'm starting this, I'm doing this program or whatever. But I,
it does hold you accountable.
It holds.
I think it works. I think it would work if I were to do that. The thing I don't have like a resolution. So, but if I were, let's just say my resolution was to go to the gym.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Go in your garage.
Go work out every day.
Right.
Like, or 5 days a week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I post it online. That would make me work out more because I'd be like, oh fuck. Like, people will know that I didn't work out because I didn't post it.
Can I tell you though, like as a,
no one cares.
As a viewer, I don't keep track of how often you're posting that.
I don't post it.
Meaning like the general you, the people who do that, I skip past those stories so fast and I hope it's holding you accountable to see my little bubble there.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know.
But meaning it makes that person
right
feel held accountable.
Right.
I feel like it would make me feel that way if I posted it, but it's just like,
I just don't like sharing that kind of stuff.
I don't like sharing it either unless it's here on this podcast.
Well, well, there's that.
It's just not the visual content that I want to put out there. It also just, Instagram doesn't feel personal enough for it. Like podcasting, it's different. We're having a conversation about it.
Right.
This feels like a safe space to talk about the things that we want for ourselves and we hope for ourselves in this new year. Posting on Instagram, it doesn't feel like a safe space for that.
Right. I feel like also when I want to be held accountable, I have a small group of friends who I can say, okay, I want to do this. If you see that I'm not doing that, or if you see that I'm straying, whatever, like flag it for me.
That's great.
And it's more of like a one-on-one thing. Just like you said, it's not a social media thing.
Yeah. I just, Instagram's
also, I'm afraid to fail in public. Like, why am I going to post stuff on social media?
Wait, 100% too.
I guess that's not much confidence in myself, but like, why am I going to set myself up for that?
Wait, 100%. I didn't even think about it from that point of view, but
yeah.
Correct. Like, why do I want to fail in front of you guys?
Right. Because I would rather have a huge success and be like, look what I've worked so hard towards for the last 6 months and you had no freaking idea. And they're like, whoa, that's so cool.
Yes. Again, going back to teasing a project, people who tease projects that didn't exist yet.
Ooh, that's
risky.
That's so risky.
It's the riskiest move in the world. And like the level of delusion that people have to have, is that confidence or what is that?
It's delusion. And especially when they get called out for it.
Yes. Like
it's so uncomfortable.
No, I can't. Like, I just, no. You guys, like, don't talk about things until you've accomplished them. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I hope your New Year's resolutions go well. And I hope you do hold yourself accountable with your close family and friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's good to hold yourself accountable.
Totally. And also, if you don't want to do New Year's resolutions, fucking don't.
It's fine.
Pick a theme for this year.
Give less of a fuck.
Give less fucks. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Lo, for being here. Yeah, that's it for today.
Bye.
New year, new me.